Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're going to be out in the sun on a run, but also tipping ice water over our heads.
we should say these are all fundraising challenges for our Real Life for Life. We've got almost $300. For $85, it was for us to run a lap of the Berry Oval. Neither of us have done that probably ever. And then also $200 was to dump a bucket of ice water on our heads. Are we doing the bucket first or the run first?
I think the bucket starts the run. I think it's like 3, 2, 1, dump the water over our head and then go for a sprint.
Nothing. It's two bad things in a row.
Pretty much. Yeah, just get it out of the way. I got that idea actually from Whitey because he was like, you're going to want to move after you've dumped ice all over yourself. So probably a good idea to do the ice then run.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess when I agreed to put that on the list of challenges, I envisioned myself just sort of wearing regular clothes and just sort of like shrugging it off. But I'll have to be in running gear. I'll have to be in shorts and all of that.
You have to be ready to sprint.
It won't be nice.
Yeah. Now, we did have another target that we did hit. That was the $150 mark. And what that meant, Bob, was that you had to wax your leg.
Absolutely. I've actually got a strip on already. I mean, I've got very hairy legs. I've got two of them. And so it's going to be it's going to take a bit of time. But I thought just to sort of, I guess it's sort of like the starter's pistol. It's sort of a nice opening ceremony to it. I'll put another strip on now.
Oh my gosh! Now you've never waxed your legs before. Have you done this before?
I reckon I did it for a World's Greatest Shave.
Oh, okay.
About 10 years
so
ago.
So you half know what the pain's going to be like.
Oh, I've blocked it out.
You're sticking it down. You've got a lovely Nair strip there, which I've brought in. They are no heat too, which is great because that's such a pain in the butt when you're a leg waxer is having to heat it up every time.
Just look at that. You can see the hairs through the thin layer of wax.
I was about to say, the wax is pink and I can see your hairs through it. Now, what you want to do, Bob, I do have a post-wax wipe here for you to make you nice and smooth after.
Thank you.
You don't want to pull up. You want to pull back on yourself. Does that make sense?
No. So I don't want to do, because I thought against
the grain. You don't
want
to pull it up. Yeah, you do, but you don't want to pull it up. You want to try and keep it, the pullback as flat to your leg as you can.
Interesting. All right. I've got a little microphone set up.
See if we can get the sound of it.
See if we can get leg mic.
Are you ready? Hang on. Let me get some intense music.
So if I do it like this sort of motion, that's going to work?
You want to go back towards your knee.
So I do want to go back up.
He's going in for it.
Can you count me in?
3, 2, 1. Oh, that was a good one. Did it hurt?
Yeah, look, I reckon it's going to build up. Yeah, it's really starting to sting now. Let's do another.
You didn't even scream. Your eyes watered like crazy. That's hilarious. Okay, let's do another one. Are you ready?
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a good one. Look at you go. You've got some lovely patches there now.
Classic radio thing. I was like, I'm so glad that sounded good.
There's so many more awful things that we are going to put ourselves through if we hit those fundraising goals. I think $400 is the next one. We're not too far off. So again, Magic931 on Facebook. There's a post pinned to the top. You can donate there.
Brooke, give me that wipe.
You need the wipe. You need the post-wax wipe.